AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate approved a bill to reopen the government. The vote was 60 to 40 with 8 Democrats joining Republicans. The shutdown could last a few more days as House members return to Washington to vote. But flights are not expected to get any better, even if the shutdown ends. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We were supposed to fly out of New York Airport yesterday at LaGuardia at 5 o'clock, and we got delayed until 9 p.m., and then they canceled the flight and sent us here to reroute through Denver to get to Iowa.
Bhopal spoke to us at Newark Airport in New Jersey. Even if the shutdown ends, air travelers can expect cancellations and delays to worsen this week. The FAA is moving ahead with deeper reductions in flight schedules at 40 major airports.
So, yes, I'm concerned we might be stuck in Colorado.
Amy Lark and her husband are both air traffic controllers.
Now having missed two paychecks, that uncertainty and that financial strain is becoming unbearable.
Unpaid for more than a month, some air traffic controllers have begun calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs. On social media, President Trump posted, "Get back to work now." I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage. The appeal came from a former Kentucky court clerk who had refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Some of this autumn's coldest weather yet is affecting millions of people in the eastern U.S. Areas of the Great Lakes and the Appalachian Mountains could see 4 to 8 inches of snow. Record low temperatures are expected as far south as Florida. In Pakistan, a powerful car bomb exploded outside a district court in the country's capital today, killing at least 11 people. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the explosion. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Jalen Hurts threw a 36-yard pass to Devontae Smith for Philadelphia's only touchdown as the Eagles' defense led the way to a 10-7 victory over the Packers on Monday Night Football. The 2-8 Giants fired coach Brian Daboll midway through his fourth season. Commanders defensive tackle Deron Payne was suspended one game for hitting Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. QB Joe Burrow returned to practice for the Bengals. MLB athletic slugger Nick Kurtz was a unanimous choice for American League Rookie of the Year. Braves catcher Drake Baldwin won the NL honor. NBA Cade Cunningham scored 46, and the Pistons rallied past the Wizards 137-135 in OT. And college basketball, Houston took the top spot in the AP Top 25, swapping places with Purdue. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.